In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, Iran, with its 7,000-year-old civilization, and as a member state of the United Nations, supports the promotion of human rights and the necessity of strengthening universal adherence to human rights, free from biased and politicized approaches. We consider ourselves committed to fostering peace, and beyond that, positive peace, a peace that promotes the observance of human rights by all and adherence to higher ethical values. The Iranian parliament, as an independent body directly elected by the vote of people, operates in two spheres: legislation and oversight of proper law enforcement. It is capable of enacting any law deemed necessary. In recent years, we have passed laws under the titles of the 6th and 7th development plans, which provide the foundations for the country's periodic progress to achieve the aforementioned goals. Additionally, during the third cycle of implementing the recommendations, the Iranian parliament enacted important laws, all of which directly or indirectly pertain to human rights and its various dimensions, including the law mandating the government to provide subsidies to the people for essential goods, the Protection of Children and Adolescents Act, which criminalizes instances of offenses and violence against children, the Transparency Act for the three branches of government, executive agencies, and other institutions, the establishment of the Natural Disaster Insurance Fund Act, the Housing Production Leap Act, the Facilitation of Business Licensing Act, the Teacher Ranking System Act, the Protection of Whistleblowers Act, the Act on Organizing and Supervising Border Trade and Creating Sustainable Employment for Border Residents, the Family Support and Population Growth Promotion Act, approval of the General Framework for the Bill on Preventing Harm to Women and Enhancing Their Security, and the adoption of laws related to rural development within the 6th and 7th development plans. These laws emphasize sustainable development with a focus on human rights, sustainable employment, protection of women, children, families, mothers, and pregnant women, support for vulnerable professions and groups, and environmental protection from a human rights perspective. These efforts are considered steps toward realizing the human rights of all members of society. The Article 90 Commission of the Constitution, as an effective and permanent structure within the framework of the Parliament, is responsible for addressing any complaint, demand, or objection from individuals or groups of people against the three branches of government in various areas. This commission also addresses complaints from non-Iranian nationals. Over the past 4 years, nearly 10,000 cases have been filed and addressed by the Article 90 Commission. Additionally, in recent years, two parliamentary caucuses have been formed, the Non-Governmental Organizations Caucus and the Caucus for Supporting the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, in addition to Women's Caucus. All specialized committees of the Islamic Consultative Assembly, as well as the Guardian Council of the Constitution, ensure compliance with Iran's international commitments related to human rights conventions to which we are a party. We expect these principles to form the basis of others' interactions with Iran. Unfortunately, the unjust sanctions imposed by certain global powers who are themselves members of the United Nations violate these principles and disregard the rights of the Iranian people. We expect the United Nations Human Rights Council and its stakeholders to fulfill the inherent responsibilities and prevent such violations, which are undoubtedly a breach of the rights of the Iranian nation. In conclusion, we invite all to a collective commitment to upholding human rights.